Seattle's Central District is the city's historically black neighborhood, but longtime residents say they're being pushed out as property in the area gets more valuable. A group of organizations is trying to change that by taking charge of their own development. 88.5's Simone Alisea has more on the Liberty Bank project that broke ground yesterday.
Liberty Bank was the state's first black-owned bank when it opened in 1968. It was located at 24th and Union behind what is now Uncle Ike's Pot Shop. There's no bank there today. Now,
it's a vacant lot with some gravel.
Andrea Capane is the CEO of Centerstone, a nonprofit that connects people in the Central District to social services. And it won't be a vacant lot for long. Centerstone is one of three neighborhood organizations working with Capitol Hill Housing to transform the old Liberty Bank property into a mixed-use building. Most of it will be affordable housing. The building will also house black-owned businesses and work by local artists. The goal, Capane says, is to reclaim a neighborhood, now attracting newcomers, that was once redlined into existence.
And it was a hub for black folks, and so it offered a home, a psychological sense of community.
Other nearby projects are pursuing similar forms of community-oriented development. The new Liberty Bank building is expected to begin accepting tenants by the fall of next year. Simone Alisea, 88.5 News.